More than a year removed from the stalemate at the climate conference in Copenhagen, and another 2 months after a follow-up meeting in Cancun, there is still no binding global agreement to cut greenhouse emissions. Without such cuts, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change predicts that man-made activities will raise temperatures by 1 to 4 degrees Celsius or more by the end of this century. David Hollander is a chemical oceanography professor at the University of South Florida and moderated the Science Cafe.
Not only is the idea that large climate changes or large levels of sea level would cause variability, but predictions of relatively modest changes are going to cause significant changes to our business as usual. We realize that the idea of greenhouse gases, the idea that carbon dioxide specifically generated from fossil fuels is primarily the driving force, then one has to believe we have to alter that. But it's a debate whether that is actually driving the climate or not. And I think our story comes back today to the Al Gore question of whether climate change is actually happening or not.
According to NASA and the National Climatic Data Center, 2010 was tied as the warmest on record. 9 of the 10 hottest years have been in the past decade. Benjamin Flowers is a USF paleo-oceanographer who studies the role of ocean circulation in past global climate change.
Since 1900, the entire globe has warmed on average about 0.7 degrees Celsius. That's about 1.1 degrees Fahrenheit, if you can't do the conversion in your head, which I cannot. This doesn't sound like a large temperature change, but it amounts to 10 to the 22nd joules, which I also had to look up. That turns out that is about 40 times the mean global energy consumption.
Gene Shin, a courtesy professor of geology at USF, countered that the Earth has naturally gone through climatic changes, where temperatures and sea levels fluctuated tremendously. He cited that through geologic history, Florida was either mostly underwater due to higher sea levels from a warmer climate, or of much greater landmass due to lower sea levels from a colder climate.
Then just 16,000 years ago, sea level was down maybe 400 feet. And so those are extreme changes, and there were extreme temperature changes, and there weren't any SUVs around, so it's hard to blame that on the usual suspects, as I call them. So naturally, it was getting warmer.
An overwhelming majority of climate scientists fear that this new climatic change is something different because of the rate and the nearly unprecedented amount of CO2 in the atmosphere. They believe that the jump in temperature in the past century is largely due to the burning of fossil fuels that emit greenhouse gases and trap greater amounts of heat into the climate system. Flowers said that the last century saw an increase in CO2 in the atmosphere greater than the last 10,000 years preceding it.
Today's measurement, as you may know, is greater than 390 parts per million by volume CO2 in the atmosphere. Now, just for comparison, at the last glacial maximum, it was only 190. And prior to the Industrial Revolution, it was 280, okay? So the total range, glacial to interglacial, okay, about 90 ppm, and we've exceeded that range just in the anthropogenic era. Important to keep in mind the scale here. So now we're not talking about 0.7 degrees, we're talking about a magnitude of CO2 input to the atmosphere that is greater than glacial interglacial changes.
However, using proxy data such as ice cores and other geologic information, Shin cited data confirming that the relationship between CO2 and temperature is not as straightforward as people claiming man-made climate change may think.
Most recent data shows that the temperature precedes the rise in CO2. Now, I'm old-fashioned. I like cause and effect. And so if temperature is going up faster than the CO2 by about 1,000 years. And I worry about that. Now, the global warmest, they don't have a problem with that because there's a lot of feedback stuff going on.
At the end of the talk, Flowers reiterated the direct effect carbon dioxide has on the climate system that has been recognized for over 100 years.
There's no argument with what Gene mentioned that temperature may have preceded CO2 change in the past, but that's not the experiment that we're conducting right now. So when we pump CO2 into the atmosphere, we know it's a very strong greenhouse gas, and it has the effect of enhancing water vapor in the atmosphere and doubling its effect right there. Okay, so CO2 has its own positive feedbacks.
That effect has been well documented and measured ever since. So too has the debate over the science of man-made climate change. Reporting from St. Petersburg, this is Matthew Simmental for WMNF News.